international success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from a beautiful, from magnificent, from awesome, but hot Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you've joined me from all over the world. And guess what? You already know that if you're listening to this recording, that it is no accident, that it is in fact destiny, and that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can be inspired, motivated, but more importantly, so that you can begin doing what you hear to really shift and change your life. Well, I hope you're having a great day today, no matter what time it is, where you are. It might be early morning. I know a lot of people in Europe listen to me as they're on the train on Monday mornings. Hello to you. I love my listeners in Europe. Or it might be during the afternoon. You might be in London having a cup of tea. I'm not a big tea lover, but I do like coffee. Or you might just be winding down, relaxing in the evening. I want you to just sit back, relax, and really expect for something to shift in your life. You know, God is a God of order and divine attraction. And so if you are listening today, I want you to just open your spiritual ears, because you know all it takes is one idea, one concept, one insight to really shift and change your life. Well, I have a great show for you today. How many of you would like to learn more about your thinking and brain entrainment, and how you can really begin to shift your thinking and your thoughts and more effectively utilize the law of attraction in your life to really manifest wealth, abundance, health, that new career, whatever your heart's desire. So I have a great guest all the way from Canada. I've never been to Canada, for all of my listeners there, and he's going to be sharing with you some awesome techniques. Well, I have had a great week. Like I said, it is summertime here, and I'm just enjoying it. We have three pools in my subdivision, so I'll go to one pool one day and another pool the next day and just enjoying myself. And I love swimming, and of course, you know, I don't need a tan, so I'm not lying out in the sun, but it's just wonderful meeting all of my neighbors, you know, that I don't know. So it's great, and I just want to strongly encourage you that, you know, no matter what the season may be in your own personal life or where you live, just make a quality decision that every day I'm going to really, really enjoy my life. Okay, I have a couple of announcements. I want to really share a little bit more about my upcoming luxury, I'm going to call it a boot camp intense retreat. It's going to be the last weekend in September. It would be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it would be 3 days of healing, of releasing, of shifting, and creating. And of course, I'm going to be doing all of the teaching. You're going to be one-on-one with me. It's going to be very intimate. That's why I'm only taking 10 people, and I already have a definite five. So if you want to be a part of the other five, I want you to email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, there is an investment involved. And so I'm going to be dealing with your unresolved stuff, your patterns, your core beliefs, anything that has been holding you back, how to identify what your new beliefs are, change your paradigm, and how to begin to move in that. We're going to be talking about how to become clear about what you desire. You're going to write that out. You're going to be very clear about that with a specific plan of how to. I'm pretty big on how to. We're going to design customized affirmation and techniques that really match your personality and temperament. You know, different things work differently for different people. So if you are a visual person, we will design techniques around that. If you love to write and journal, we will design techniques and affirmations and strategies around that. We're going to be writing out a 30, 60, 90-day timeline, and then we're going to be designing goals for the end of the year. And so it's going to be fun, but it's going to be intense because it is the middle of the year. And my question to you is, what have you done differently? How has your life shifted? What has manifested in your life? Because if things are not happening in your life, we're not blaming you, but it's something that you don't know. It's something that you are not doing. A mentor told me years ago, he said, Constance, if things are not manifesting, there's something that you don't know. And so it's not just hearing, and as I say, I'm so excited and grateful that you're listening to me, but I really want you to break it down. I want you really to invest in yourself so that at the end of the year, you can be happy and excited and healthy and wealthy and in love and purposeful, etc. So if you're interested in being one of the five people for the five remaining slots, you need to email me today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, you guys know you can go to my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and you can, you know, take a look at all my products. I tell people, if you cannot afford to come to the retreat, I'm going to highly recommend that you get my book, Secrets of Success. Download it and just begin doing the work. If you want something different, you have to be and do something different. So just want to let you guys know what's going on with that. And by the way, within 7 business days, we will have the information up on the website. And if you need for me to call you, if you're truly interested, email me with your phone number, and I'll give you a quick call no matter where you live. All right, my within 1 week, my wow, somebody sent me an email and said, I missed a within 1 week, bring it back. And I said to that person, I do each show as I'm led of the Spirit. And some weeks I don't do within 1 week because that week the Spirit had me to do something else. So this week I do have one, and it is write yourself a letter about your future. And one of my clients is doing this in Australia. Melissa, you know who you are. She said that I could share her name, and she's having remarkable results. And what this does is it helps you to live in the now. It stimulates your imagination. It gives you faith. As you're writing, I believe that you're praying and creating. That's why journaling is so important. And so this is what it might look like. Let's just say you desire a new job and you want a job so that you can really live at a higher level. And your name is Jane. I just gave you a new name. So you're going to write yourself a letter, and I would prefer you write it versus typing it. Dear Jane, I am so excited and grateful for my new job. It feels so wonderful to be making $75,000. It feels so freeing. There's such a freedom about having money. I feel so great because now I'm sending my little girl to private school. Last week, we went on a family vacation in the Caribbean, and for the first time, I snorkeled. And it was so wonderful. It really expanded my thinking around traveling. I now have a savings account, and I invested in my first IRA. Life is so great. God, thank you so much for sending me my new job, or something like that, or if it's love, whatever it is, you're going to write yourself a letter, and you're going to read it out loud, and then I'm going to say, I'm going to ask you to put it away for a week, and then take it out every week to read it. It's something very powerful about that. I did that about 15 years ago, and of course, I mailed the letter to myself. I had you guys to do something similar to this, but I want you to do it in that one area where you really desire change. And what will happen is, once you get a manifestation in one area, the power of faith and the power of momentum will begin to come into your life, and then everything. It's like a snowball effect. You know, once it starts rolling down the hill, everything starts happening, and that is what you can do for this week. Well, next week I'm going to be teaching on the dynamic laws of prosperity, or the dynamic laws of increase. I'm really excited about it. I want you to tell three of your friends about this show. And I tell you what, your life is going to change today. So we're going to go to this quick commercial, and then we're going to be right back with my very special guest.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com.
Well, I am back, and I'm so excited about my guest today. My very special guest all the way from Canada is Mr. Jeff Gignac, and Jeff has a very interesting background. He was one of the youngest people in North America to be certified as a practitioner of neurolinguistics at the tender age of 15. I think I was still playing with my dolls at that time. He is a clinical hypnotherapist and a licensed master practitioner of neurolinguistic programming and a world-renowned expert in brainwave entrainment and brainwave stimulation. He is so accomplished. He is the creator of the top-selling products such as the Perfect Sleep System, the Achievement Blueprint, Goal Factory, and Brain Fitness for Busy People. I know that's many of you. Having created nearly 100 acclaimed meditation and brainwave programs, really it's no surprise that Jeffrey is considered by today's top thought leaders as the leading creator and innovator of brainwave stimulation technology. I got that out. So I'm just so happy to have Jeff on the show today. So Jeff, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hey Constance, thank you for having me today.
Really excited about it. This is our second attempt
at
trying to do this, and I say all things in divine order. So you're calling from Canada.
That's right.
I've never been there before. And so share with our listeners just a little bit about who you are, your background, and your history.
Sure. Well, you know, I grew up in Canada in a relatively small town. And, you know, I've always had a passion for helping people. It's been in me, you know, for a very long time. And I'll give you the real short Cole's notes of it is that, you know, when I was growing up, I had several which we'd call developmental delays, right? And certain things and aspects in school was very, very hard for me. And, you know, my parents were great, though, because they advocated for me in a real powerful way that kept me in a normal classroom, and they worked with me after school, you know, for years, making sure, you know, to do anything they could to help me. And then suddenly, you know, it seemed like everything clicked. Right, all of a sudden I didn't have to go to speech therapy anymore because I had to go to speech therapy. I had to take special tests. I couldn't take tests normally. I had trouble reading and writing, and I had trouble just about every area you can imagine. But suddenly one day it all seemed to click, and it seemed to make sense for me. And I became really aware at that young age that it was what my parents were doing with me, you know, and all this work with the mind that really helped. It really made this come together for me. And it, had it not happened, had they not been able to advocate for me and work with me after school and do all this special stuff, you know, who knows what would have happened. But I became aware that it was this extra mental work that really brought everything together for me. And so at a young age, that's, I think, where I got the passion from, right? Anything having to do with the mind, anything that we could learn, anything we could do to help the brain out was really important to me because it made such a difference in my life, and I wanted to make sure that I could, you know, help other people that are struggling as well.
So it sounds like it's a gift of God that you have for the entire world. So let's get started. I have so many questions for you. So tell our audience about your near-death experience. How did that impact you? My goodness.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know that it was near death, but I'll tell you, it certainly felt like I was hovering between the cracks of life and death for several days there. Mm. I mean, it was really, really powerful experience. I mean, what happened is that I got a fever unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life. In my 43 years, I've never, ever experienced anything this intense. It was so bad, when I was brought to the doctors, they were recommending what they call emergency room protocols for fever management, which is 1,000 milligrams, if you don't know what this is, it's 1,000 milligrams of Advil and 1,000 milligrams of Tylenol at the same time every few hours, which is not very good for anybody, like in terms of what it does to, you know, kidneys and liver and stuff like that. But it's better than dying of a high fever, right? They were recommending that for me just to keep the fever down. And so for 7 days, I was completely immobile, right? I couldn't do anything. I could barely lift my head off the pillow. I spent 18 to 20 hours a day in my bed. I was hallucinating. I was delirious. I had all kinds of crazy things going on. But then something really interesting happened. I had what, you know, I describe as kind of a divine download of some sort, right, where I had this blueprint in my mind for this program that, you know, that really to help people manifest their goals or desires and really help them achieve their goals. And when the fever broke, I went to work and I created this entire program. And I'll go with more into it. I call one of the inspirations that I received on the Divine Order of Manifestation and a special process to go with it. And normally when I put together a big program, there's a lot of technology, a lot of research, and it takes me anywhere between 6 months and a year to get it online. This blueprint in my head was so clear and so precise that I got this whole program up and ready and online, all the technology, in 3 weeks. And so, you know, people have asked me, says, couldn't this blueprint, this download that you believe you got, could it be explained medically by the fever? And you know what? The truth is, yeah, it could be. It could be, but it felt so much more than that because of how quickly everything came together. This is the most powerful technology I've ever created, and so much so we even got people at Harvard taking a look at it. And this has all happened. This was 4 weeks ago that I had the fever, right? And we've already had people come and take a look at this program, and they've come back and said, wow, this is one of the most powerful, beautiful, and effective things we've ever seen. So it's for that reason I think there was really something there's really something special about this experience that I had.
Right. So we're going to be talking a little bit about you explaining in very simplistic terms about the difference between brain entrainment and brainwave stimulation. What is that difference, and how does that relate to manifestation? Because people listening all over the world tonight said, oh, that's that brain stuff again. Constance, I need more money. I need more love. I want a more powerful life. So explain that to listeners.
Sure. Well, I think you're going to just love this because it is, you know, it's cutting-edge science, and it's clinically proven to work, and it's amazing what it can do to help you manifest. But first, I'll just talk about the difference between entrainment and stimulation. They're very similar, but the key aspect that makes them different is the end game. So entrainment uses external stimulus, which is either auditory or visual, and the purpose of entrainment is trying to force the brain to get into a particular dominant brainwave pattern, right? And so what are brainwaves? That's just the electrical activity in your brain. So every time you have a thought, every time you move, every time you, do anything at all the unconscious activity that's going on, it creates electrical activity. Or the electrical activity creates those things, however you want to look at it. And those can be described as brainwaves and brainwave patterns. And depending on what we're thinking, feeling, and doing, and how we're exploring the world, our brainwave patterns look differently, right? Look a lot different. Some say when we're asleep, they look a lot different from when we're wide awake. And when we're stressed, they look a lot different. And when we're anxious, they look different. And when we're happy, well, they look a lot different then. And so entrainment says that it takes a look at all the stuff we know about brainwave activity, and we know quite a bit because science has actually been studying it for nearly 100 years now, right? So we have a lot of data to take a look at. And so entrainment says, well, it seems to be that when a person's brain is vibrating at 9.6 cycles per second, this is just an example, we can usually get this effect. And so entrainment tries to force the brain to a particular dominant, brainwave frequency. And there's a lot of benefits to entrainment, okay? But in my experience, it's not the most effective use of the technology. Brainwave stimulation, what it does, it takes all the research, all the data that we have, and it says instead of trying to force a brain into a particular, brainwave pattern, why don't we just give them really powerful, beautiful, meaningful frequencies that we know are healthy for people and let people's brains respond naturally. Let's not try to force them anywhere. Let's just expose them to these beautiful, beautiful frequencies and let the brain respond how it wants to. And ever since I've taken this approach and moved away from the entrainment approach, the level of testimonials that I get from the products that I've created have more than tripled. And the results and the letters that I get. So I believe this is a truly better way of doing things because the brain knows how to heal. The body knows how to, what's best for it. And so instead of me trying to force it to do something, let's just give it all the nutrition. This is a good metaphor, right? Okay. Let's just give it all the nutrition that it needs and let it sort it out, right? And it turns out that the brain does a much better job at taking what it needs from these amazing frequencies than me trying to decide what's best for it. Right?
That sounds really more natural, that it's free, that it's flowing, that there's not a lot of struggle there. And, that sounds just very right, and it resonates with me. So why is this important for listeners who are utilizing the law of attraction in their lives?
Oh, yes, this is so amazing. We know this, right, is that the best position, well, I think most people know this anyway, is that the best positions to manifest from are from happiness, peace, or what I like to call a divine neutral state, okay? Those are the absolute best positions to manifest from. Trying to manifest from stress, fear, anxiety, desperation, hate, anger, all of these things is very, very hard to do. And in most cases, it just won't work, or you might even get a result that's not good at all. I might actually end up attracting something you don't want. And so here's the problem, right, is that our lives, the vast majority of people, and this is based on current research in North America, Canada, and the U.S., almost every single person, day in, day out, is experiencing stress and overwhelm in their lives. And right now, more than ever, we have more chaos, more uncertainty about what our future holds, our economy, our potential, our ability to just live and feed ourselves. I mean, this is part of people's everyday reality. And this causes a lot of stress. So many people in their lives are trying to use the law of attraction. They're trying to achieve their goals. And this, by the way, applies from just good goal achievement and the law of attraction. When you're trying to use these things, these tools, and they're beautiful tools and they work, you can't do it from a position of stress, right? If you've got too much stress in your life and too much overwhelm and too much chaos and uncertainty, and all those things are good reasons to feel bad, really. They are. I understand. I've been there, right? But you want to lose the law of law of attraction in a manifestation process, you're not going to be able to do it with those emotions running your life. So, sure. Right? So it's a paradigm, right? We want to create things in our lives because there's things about our lives we don't like and they're making us stressful, but the stress and all that stuff prevents us from achieving our goals and manifesting what we want. So this is the most challenging aspect of the law of attraction. So here's the good news. Brainwave stimulation technology and my new passive brain fitness technology, which is my version of it, which I really believe is the most advanced version of brainwave entrainment, brainwave stimulation in the world, and there's a lot of thought leaders that will agree with that. And what it does better than so many other things is it helps increase electrical activity between the hemispheres of the brain. It causes cross-hemisphere communication. I'll tell you why that's important in a second. It also increases blood flow to the brain, all over the brain. It expands blood flow. And so why is this important? Well, we know that stress, anxiety, fear, overwhelm, all those things, right? All those negative emotions, that they restrict blood flow away from the prefrontal cortex of the brain. What's the prefrontal cortex? Prefrontal cortex is the part of the brain that you have to use, that you need to use for all, well, not all, but most higher brain functions. It is the self-governance part of the brain. It's the CEO of the brain. And so, for instance, if a problem comes up, if you've got full use of your prefrontal cortex, you're able to look at a situation and go, oh, you know what, that's not bad. I can handle this. I can think through it. I can make a choice to feel good. I don't need to feel bad. Okay, it's self-governance. It helps. It helps you think clearly. It's what you need to use to make good decisions, right? And this is really important because your life right now, love it or hate it, or somewhere in between. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why you are where you are right now, right? But you know, a big part of it is your decisions that you made that got you to this point. Okay, sure. Right? So I'll tell you, you need that blood flow in your prefrontal cortex. Okay, because if not, you will not be making the best possible decisions for your life. You will feel miserable more often. You will not feel very good. You'll struggle with stress and anxiety and all these things that stop you from achieving your goals and manifesting. So what this technology does is when people feel bad or have stress in their lives and the electrical activity is moved away from the prefrontal cortex, the blood flow is constricted away from the prefrontal cortex, 10 minutes of using this technology will expand blood flow back into the prefrontal cortex and electrical activity back into the prefrontal cortex. The other thing it does in terms of the cross-hemisphere communication, we know this. When we photograph the brain when people are experiencing fear and anxiety and even phobic responses, really, really strong stuff, we see the electrical activity balled up usually on one side of the brain or the other, and it's spinning like a top almost. It becomes trapped there. And also the blood flow kind of circles it around. Where the electricity goes, that's where the blood flow is going to be, right? And so when we use the technology to encourage cross-hemisphere communication, you know, between the hemispheres of the brain, what happens is that electricity that's sort of just spinning and balled up there. And by the way, you know when people perseverate, when they have that negative thinking, they just can't seem to get out of that negative thinking. No matter how hard they try, it's just spinning and spinning. This is what's going on in the brain. Well, we use this technology, and now that it's encouraging this cross-hemispheric communication, all that negativity starts to unwind, right? And it starts to expand. And then all of a sudden, you can use your brain again, right? The way it was meant to be. And so this technology has a massive impact on the capabilities that you have every single day in your ability to use your brain to feel the way you want to feel when you want to feel it, to feel good. See, because if you try to use your brain to get yourself out of a bad mood or stress or anxiety or any of those things, it's very hard to do because your brain's already compromised, right? Once the bad emotions set in, the blood flow constricts away from the prefrontal cortex, right? And you're stuck. It's how, everybody knows how hard it is to switch and change moods and get out of stuff. It's because of the blood flow and electricity. And this is fact, folks. We can take a look at the brain. We look in the brain, and I have equipment to do that. I have EEGs. We study it all the time here. And this is what happens. But you can give them a piece of technology, like my passive brain fitness technology, and all of a sudden, the blood flow comes back, the electricity comes back, and a person can make good decisions again, a person can decide to change the way they feel, right? And say, you know what? I decide to feel good, and now I'm going to do my manifestation process, right? So it really does help a person feel the way they want to feel when they want to feel it, and that's so important.
That's great news. So let's talk about the divine order of manifestation and how can we use it to manifest more wealth. I guess the number one question that I get from people is, how can I attract more money into my life? What would you say to listeners all over the world tonight?
Okay, well, we all got to have it, right? We all got to use it to eat. And so this is how you use the process. Through this huge fever and this divine download I got this process. And I also checked it with a couple gurus I have on my Rolodex, and they were like, wow, this is amazing. So I know it's good. And this is what it is. The divine order of manifestation says that in order for anything to come into physical reality, it has to have several foundational frequencies or vibrations before it can become a physical reality, before you can experience it with your fingers, your senses, your five senses. Before that, it has to have a spiritual and energetic vibration. It has to have a mental vibration. It has to have a self-expression vibration. It has to have a love and compassion vibration. It has to have all these different vibrations and associated vibrations and emotional vibration, and then it can pick up that physical vibration, get grounded to the planet, right, and then come into physical reality. So the divine order of manifestations uses the chakra system. If you've ever heard of these, there's seven primary chakras, starting with the crown chakra. And what you do is you take your desire, whatever it is that you want to manifest and make real in your life, and you envision it going in, just the energy. All you got to do is just imagine that desire, sort of the desire itself, right? Give it a shape and a form. Imagine it going into your crown chakra. And then you say, I ask that my desire increase in vibration and increase in frequency in divine balance with my crown chakra. And you meditate on that, right, for a few minutes. And then you take a couple minutes, and then you experience your desire manifest, right? So you feel as you would feel had your desire already been true 5 minutes ago. So if you want $1 million, imagine that $1 million landed in your account 5 minutes ago, and how do you feel about it, right? You bring up that emotion. Don't worry about if you're not good at imagining things and bringing up those emotions. That simple intent to do it is enough to make this work. And then you spend the last couple minutes thanking, right, in a state of gratitude. So because if when something is given to you, when you manifest something that's really important to you, what are you grateful, right?
Right.
So you bring up that feeling of gratitude to the best of your ability, and you say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You say it several times, and you mean it. Who are you thanking? You're thanking yourself, your higher self. Depending on your ideologies and what you believe, you know, your angels, your guides, the universe, God, understand this is not a religious practice. This is an enlightenment practice. So it's whatever your beliefs are, this fits, right? Okay. And then after you do the crown chakra, you bring that through your third eye chakra, right, which is your forehead. And you do the same thing again. I ask that my desire vibrate in divine balance with my third eye chakra. And then you go through and you do that for the first couple minutes, and a couple minutes after, right? You experience again your desire manifest, and then you go to the thank you. And then you do it with your throat chakra. And then you do the same thing with your heart chakra, and then your solar plexus and your sacral, right? And then your root chakra. And that is the divine order of manifestation. When you do it this way, it is going to, your desire is going to, and you're asking it to vibrate in divine balance with each one of your chakras. And this is amazing. Why do we do that? Well, we do that because it keeps you in the flow, right? When you're in balance with your higher self and all your energies, right, you're going to do the right things at the right time. You're going to say the right things at the right time. You're going to be in the flow. Oftentimes, we do a lot of things to block ourselves, to get in our own way. And so by asking that our desire vibrate in divine balance, it's keeping us in the flow. instead of fighting against the river. And that's why it's so important to have this part. And you move it through all seven chakras, and you do it for, you can do it for 7 days straight. You can do it for up to 3 weeks, no more than 3 weeks. Once you've done it for 3 weeks on one particular thing, you let it go. Okay, just let it go. If nothing occurs within a month, like you don't get one tiny little shift, any indication that something is moving you towards your desire, opportunities are opening up, like if you get nothing, zero, nada, right? Not one indication, then you've got to go back and you've got to work on something maybe a little bit smaller. And this is what I mean. We know this. The reasons why we don't manifest our desires is this. Number one, we don't believe it's possible. Especially we don't believe it's possible for us. We may not think that we're worthy of it or we're deserving of it. Or it impinges on the free will of other people. You know, people oftentimes will go, I want this person to fall in love with me. Can't do that. That infringes on somebody else's free will. You can do this thing. You can say, I want to become the kind of person that person would naturally love. You can do that. Right? But then you also have to contend with this. Sometimes we ask things that are not good for us. Your desire has to be good for you. Right? Overall, you have to be able to ask yourself, how will my life change as a result of having this? What will happen if I don't get this? What are the possible problems? You have to answer these questions and really understand and believe that what you want is really good for you. Okay? And again, you've got to manifest from a position of happiness, peace, or divine neutral state. So if you don't get any movement at all, one of the biggest aha moments I got during my fever is that you can use this process to change your beliefs. See, this was
true.
Right? Well, I've never, maybe some of you guys have had this, thought about this before, but I never did. I was always using, and I've been good at manifestation for quite a while. I've been able to manifest large chunks of money, you know, and I know it was manifestation because it didn't come from, you know, usual business and stuff. It was what I asked for and it just showed up. Right, it showed up through an opportunity. It required some action on my part, as do almost everything. Very rarely do things ever pop out of the ether, right? And the molecules like assemble right together in front of you and go, "Oh, there's a bar of gold." That doesn't happen, not usually. But the one way that things do pop out of the ether and do happen, it's with your own beliefs and your own thought processes, your emotional operating system. So I always use manifestation processes for things outside of me. Never occurred to me that I could say, you know what, maybe my desire, maybe I don't believe it's possible for me, and maybe I don't believe that I'm worthy of it, but you know what, I can make the desire first to install the beliefs that are required for me to manifest this money, right?
So give me an example of one person that you've worked with, a client, or even yourself, who's used this technique and to manifest money, or maybe large sums of money, or manifest something that was beyond their wildest dreams.
I've done a $70,000 chunk. I've done a $40,000 chunk. I've done a $20,000 chunk. I've had clients that have done actually quite better than I did. I love that when that happens.
I did too.
When the clients go, "Oh, you mean like this?" One of my clients did $250,000 in 1 year, and now started his own publishing company, which is now well on its way to a $1 million business. He wrote me a testimonial. He says, "You know, I made more money in the last 3 months than I did in the last 3 years."
So you know?
True. So
and I wanted you to share that to really give people hope, because sometimes listeners hear, you know, the success of others. And what I want to say right now is this is possible for your life. These are universal laws that if you will align yourself, your beliefs, and your thinkings, and your actions, that you can really begin to create the life that you desire.
Absolutely.
And it's just so wonderful. So talk about, you also talk about the five secret frequencies to creating peace, prosperity, happiness, and health. And that's what all of us want. You know, all yeah. over the world, everybody wants the same thing. And so what are those secrets?
Well, this is kind of funny. They're almost self-explanatory, right? Because what I've discovered is this, is that whenever we're stuck, in a rut, right? Which all of us get there, all of us, at some point in time. Right? Granted, I don't get in them too much these days, but once in a while it happens. And when it does, you got to look at what's going on in your life, okay? Every human being, we're not put on this earth to struggle, although so many of us do, right? And we will struggle and we will have pain sometimes, but we are put on this earth to have abundance, right? And abundance in every sense of the word is peace, prosperity, happiness, and health. And then enlightenment, energy, and love, right? Those are the five things that every human being needs to have in order to fulfill their destiny and what they were put here to be. So whatever you are, and whether you believe in destiny or not, or you can make your own destiny, absolutely, but there's one thing that's guaranteed, okay? You are put here to have a fulfilled life and experience the full range of peace, prosperity, happiness, and health, love, and energy. And whenever you're stuck, you look in your life and you'll go, one of these things is not moving. One of these energies, one of these vibrations you'll find aren't moving. And what scientific research has shown is that particularly when people are stuck in the money area, if they start working on their happiness or their level of peace and harmony they experience in their life, they will get unstuck from the money area. When you bring up one of these energies in your life, the other ones start moving as well. And it's a really good way to get unstuck. See, years ago, I started a program called Goal Factory, and I was teaching it and helping two types of people I found came to me. The ones that seemed like they were doing everything right, but could never get anything off the ground. They're just spinning their wheels. And the other ones that came to me were the ridiculous wealthy, like we're talking billionaires here. But their lives were disintegrating at the speed of light, it seemed. They were crashing and burning and everything was good. They were losing their money. And it was interesting that these were the two, these were the main two categories of people that came to see me. And when I was coaching them, I found this in both cases. They both were doing this problem. They would go after money, but they would forget the reasons why they wanted that money in the first place. So I'll give you an example. I asked him, why do you want all this money? Why do you want all this success? Well, because I want to spend time with my family. I want to take my son out and do all this great activity with him. I want to do all this stuff. And I said, well, when was the last time you saw your family? Are they here with you? You say you're traveling at the moment. And he said, well, it's been a month. Hmm. Well, there you go. Right? I just looked at him. I looked at him in his eyes, and I said, is any of this getting through to you, buddy? You know, I'm usually very, very open and friendly, and I say things that I think most therapists and clinicians wouldn't say, but this is part of who I am, right? I'm just very... And he said, uh-oh, it finally sunk in, right? The more he went for the money, the more he was moving away from the reasons he wanted to create that money in the first place. And so what happens is it started self-sabotaging himself because the unconscious mind goes, you know what, I'm doing this for my family, but my family hates me right now because I'm never there for them. And it causes dissonance at a subconscious level, and then you begin self-sabotage. So what I did in his life, I helped him correct this. I said, okay, what you're going to do is that you're going to spend less time going after this money, and you're going to actually start to spend more time with your family and love them the way you want to. Okay, still work on your goals, but just take a little bit more time off. And sure enough, within a month, he got farther and faster towards his financial goals and his business than he did in the last 2 years because he brought up some of his happiness. Everybody's got to look. Okay, if you're stuck, look at if you're over 40, by the way, the level of peace and harmony, what I find a lot is the level of peace and harmony that you have in your life is critically important. And the older you get after 40, the more important it is. Okay, when you're 18 and 20, you could care less about peace and harmony. Give me the chaos, right? You know what I mean?
So true.
Right? I'm going to go out 7 days a week. We're going to party. We're going to do this. You know, you don't need it. You run around. It's fine. But when you're older, you have to have more peace and harmony in your life. And if you're not getting it, you've got to do something to bring in those frequencies to balance out, and then it'll help you get unstuck. Same with health. Doesn't mean you have to be in pristine health, right? But what it means, you have to be thinking about it. A lot of people will say, I will worry about the money, I'll worry about my health when I get the money. Then I'll have the best doctors, I'll have anything like, right? Can't do that. You need to have these frequencies and balance in your life. And when I say frequencies, they're thought vibrations, right? They're vibrations, things that you keep your mind on, right? They're vibrations in the sense of how you live your life. So you have to live your life in a way that is consistent with these five areas. Love, how do you do that? There's so many people that are isolated in the world, right? You go volunteer somewhere. And this is very good for getting unstuck, by the way. Okay, they've done other studies on this. But do random acts of kindness for people you don't know, as long as you can do it safely, right? And otherwise, do it for people you do know. Because when you give of yourself, see, a lot of people don't feel worthy. Well, this will bring that up. A lot of people lack self-confidence and self-esteem issues. You start to improve other people's lives with your universal talents. We'll talk about what that is in a second. Your own divinity will be reflected back in the eyes of the people that you help. And it will help you energetically in ways that you can only begin to imagine if you do it with a sincere and open heart. Okay, so that's how you bring in that love frequency, that enlightenment frequency. You know, the peace and harmony, do some meditation, the happiness, do things that make you laugh. Right? Do things that make you happy. Okay?
You know, I make a decision. I laugh every day. And I have a friend who is just so funny, and he's just so light and so free. And if I'm really feeling intense or, you know, feel like that I am, you know, just too focused, I call him and just intentionally laugh. And it's so relaxing and it's so calming. And so, you know, I just agree with you 100% on that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you do, because guess what? It's not up for debate anymore. It's scientific fact.
Mm-hmm. That's nothing but the truth. That's nothing but the truth. Well, you know, Jeff, you know, we have about 10 minutes left. And so let's talk about, how does your technology help aid, assist, and direct visualization, focus, and creativity?
Okay. Well, my passive brain fitness technology, and let me talk about the manifestation, the chakra manifestation okay. program, because it has a little bit of extra stuff in there that I think your audience will be a little more interested in. So what it does, the technology, it stimulates the brain, right? And it helps increase cross-hemispheric communication, improve new neural pathway growth between the right side and left side of the brain. That's good, right? Because new neural pathways means your computer is getting smarter and bigger and stronger, right? So you need that. So it's clinically proven to do that. Improves blood flow into the prefrontal cortex and the areas of your brain that you need to be able to focus, attend, achieve your goals, and feel good, right? You know, when you get an injury somewhere in your body, what's the first thing they do? We got to get the blood flow there, right? Get them, you know, and it's the same thing in the brain. The blood flow is not getting, is not going to these important areas of the brain. It just simply doesn't work as well. So the technology does that. In terms of the chakra manifestation program, though, we've discovered this, is that each energy center responds to different sounds and frequencies, right? And so, for instance, the crown chakra seems to energetically respond and open up and flow when it hears music in the key of B.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know all this. This was in a, you know, it just came to me, and then I looked it up, and apparently there's a lot to support this in terms, because we can see energy fields, right, with Carilion photography. So they can see what music affects and resonates with chakra systems. Okay, and there's a special tone, esophageal tone, they call it. 963 cycles per second, that specific tone also resonates and opens the crown chakra. And each chakra has different music and notes and tones that it responds to. So in terms of the chakra manifestation program, I have 7 different technologically guided meditations for each chakra, right? 1 for each, 7. And these are passive brain fitness videos, so you get auditory stimulation and visual stimulation. You actually get to watch it on screen. And what happens is that the sounds and the frequencies and the tones are specifically designed to open and resonate with each individual chakra. So not only are you getting really great brain enhancement technology to help you feel better more often, and it passively exercises your brain, actually, helps make it stronger, You're also getting these tones and frequency ranges that are specifically designed to help you move energy and open up each individual chakra. So that's why this one is a little bit special.
Wow, that sounds so intriguing, and it sounds like something that will really help listeners all over the world, Jeff. And, you know, I'm going to strongly encourage all of you to really go to his website, which he's going to give in a few minutes. I think that God is assisting us and supporting us and opening us up to all of the things, the support system, the resources that can really help us to manifest the lives of our dreams, because we all know that when you're in poverty, in your thinking, in your health, just like you said, Jeff, you know, that's just not a natural state of being. And our natural state of being is abundance. And it sounds like that your technology, and I've listened to some of it, by the way, and it is phenomenal, will really help people.
Oh, great.
So what is your website?
It is myfullname.com, which is Jeffrey, Jeffrey, and then Geniac, GIGNAC.com. So it's Jeffrey Geniac, all one word, .com.
Well, do you have any special offers or special incentives or special gifts that you would like to share with the listeners tonight, Jeff?
Yeah, you know what? I got one for you.
Okay.
This might really interest you, too. If you go to jeffreygeniac.com and then / the word brand and then new, it's going to bring you to a page that will give you the opportunity to download one of two free gifts. One is called Divine Connection, and the other one is called Calm and Confident. And these are awesome because there's a lot of stuff I haven't told you about the technology that just brings it over the top. But this includes what's called preconscious priming, which is not subliminals, right? It's got all the visual brainwave stimulation. It's got all the auditory brainwave stimulation. But it also has preconscious priming messages. And what is that? Like I said, it's not subliminals. It's actually proven to work a lot better than subliminals. It's these messages that flash on and off the screen, right, to support your ability to be calm and confident or connect in a divine way to the, you know, to the universe and get that energy flowing. And these messages help support peace, prosperity, happiness, right? And you can't, if you really look closely and you're really fast with your eyes, you might actually be able to read them. But they flash on and off the screen pretty quickly in random orders. And but you can see them. It's not subliminal. And again, it's proven to work better than subliminal. So if you do that, you can have either one. Whatever, you know, everybody that's listening here tonight, you can pick which one you want and go and download it and use it.
I'm going to do that myself. So Jeff, just in closing, what message would you like to leave with people tonight?
Well, I just want to say this. No matter who you are, where you are, and the circumstances surrounding your life, I want you to know that you are important, you are relevant, and needed right here, right now. And despite what your five senses may tell you, understand that this is the truth, okay? And I've never, ever, ever experienced anything that ever said the contrary. You are important, you are relevant, you are needed right now. But the thing is that, you know, there's so much stuff in the world that captures our attention and that lies to us, that breaks our thought process in the way that really ought to be thinking. And so a lot of us don't realize that we are relevant, we are needed, we are important right here, right now. So if there's anybody out there that feels that in any way, know that it's not true. And know that one of the easiest things you can do to recapture that is to go out and start helping people with your universal talents. And what are universal talents? Universal talents are the things that we all possess. Those are the things that are ability to smile, to help somebody with a bag of groceries, right? To give a kind word, to volunteer our time to feed somebody, whatever it is. Those are universal talents. In our society, we seem to praise these unique talents, right? You know, the fact that some guy can whack a golf ball 600 yards is meaningless compared to any one of our abilities to go and make somebody's day. to extend a kind word. Okay?
True.
Yeah, and we mistakenly praise these unique talents, but what really drives the world, what really makes a difference is every single one of our universal talents. So my message to you is to go use them, right? Because you will feel better and you will learn that you are truly needed, relevant, and important right here, right now.
Oh, Jeff, that's awesome. Thank you so much. That's just powerful insight, and thank you for being such a powerful guest. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Of course, you can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com, or if you would like to leave me an email, feel free to do so. I just love hearing from people from all over the world, and that email address is constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And remember, I say this every week, God loves you, I love you, and remember this, the best is yet to come in your life. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.